What is up, and welcome into the Locked On Chargers podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Wade, joined as always with my two co-hosts, John Kegley and David Drogemeyer, three writers from San Diego Sports Domination, San Diego's top sports blog, and I also write for Sports Al Dente, covering the Chargers for an all-LA sports website. We've been covering the Chargers for four seasons now, doing our own Facebook Live show, Chargers Domination Live, which is about to get started, doing an hour to an hour and a half show once a week. And this is our second season with the Locked On Chargers podcast, bringing you your team every day. What's up, guys? On the last show, you know, we talked about some of the news that we've seen coming out of training camp regarding, you know, Melvin Gordon, Philip Rivers' comments, what was going on with Russell Okung. And then on today's show, I want to talk about more of the on-the-field stuff that's been happening at training camp. So one of the guys that we're really happy to see back at full speed with an offseason to kind of ramp up into things is Joey Bosa. Joey Bosa talked with the media, so we're going to play a little bit of Joey Bosa's sound, talking about last season and what he's trying to do this season fully healthy. And then in the second segment, one of the position battles that we were really excited for was Nazir Adderley beating out whoever was going against him in the free safety position. And right now it's Rayshon Jenkins that's getting the starting spot in practice at the free safety position. We'll hear Gus Bradley talking about Nazir Adderley and how Rayshon Jenkins has impressed him. And we'll also hear Rayshon Jenkins talking about how he kind of found his home at free safety as opposed to strong safety, which is what he was drafted to be. And then to wrap up the show today, we'll talk about Hunter Henry and how nice it is to have him back on the field and some other training camp notes that we've seen so far and what to look forward to going forward. So let's go ahead and get into it, guys. Joey Bosa was a lot of people's favorite player and is, you know, maybe the most talented Charger right now, especially at a position where it's so important to be productive. Joey Bosa is coming off an injured season where he didn't really have that production, obviously sitting out until week 10 and then only getting 5.5 sacks on the season. Those aren't Joey Bosa-like numbers, but the media was able to catch up with him and ask him about what it's been like coming back from that injury, what it was like having to go through it last year, and what he learned from that experience. So this is from Chargers Twitter. Let's hear what Joey Bosa has to say about all of that.
Last year, I don't like watching film from last year. It was not me. I don't have the same power, the same strength. I'm not going to make it. It's not excuses. It is what it is. It's a fresh slate this year. I kind of want to put that behind me, what happened last year, and I'm in a much better place right now, knock on wood, and I hope I continue to stay healthy. Just want to keep improving. It definitely makes you grateful for the time you have out here. I don't know if it makes me a better player that I have a messed up foot, and well, it's not messed up, but you know what I mean. Going through that, no, I think I would have had an unbelievable year last year, and I would have added on this year, so no, I don't think so.
All right, guys, well, let me first just start by saying how excited I am to have Joey Bosa back on the field right now, fully healthy, knocking on wood. He's knocking on wood as well, but Joey Bosa is one of the most important pieces to the Chargers' defensive puzzle, and I think for the Chargers to be truly dominant, he has to be their best player. I think he has the potential to be their best defensive player. I know Derwin James definitely has something to say about that, but I think it helps Melvin Ingram be much better with him on the field, and it just helps the defense as a whole. We all know a secondary's job is a lot easier when someone's putting pressure on the passer. So, John, when you hear him talking about, yeah, no, I did not get better by sitting out, but he feels really good now and is expecting to be, you know, putting up some pretty impressive numbers this year. What did it make you think?
I would agree with him. You don't get better sitting out. You might get healthier. You might have less pain, but that's about it. You don't get faster. You don't get stronger. You don't get your hands to move faster. You don't read and react off the ball faster. None of that stuff happens. You need practice experience. You need game experience to become better. So sitting out does not make him better. All he did was maybe get healthier. That's about it. So I agree with him. And I also agree with him saying he's not going to watch his own game film that I saw. He's not the same player when he's fully healthy. A guy that's playing injured is not going to have something to learn from. If you're hobbling out of your stance, you're not going to sit here and go, okay, I got to fix that stance right there. Well, of course you're going to fix it. You're healthier now. There's nothing to really learn. So I think he needs to just watch his own practice film from these training camp practices, and he'll get even better than he was the past few years.
That was interesting to hear from him because you know a lot of guys go back and watch their tape from the last season and see what to improve on, and the coaches are doing that as well. But when Joey Bosa turns that tape on, he's not looking at the same player. And for someone of his caliber, you know, a Pro Bowl player, one of the top guys at his position, it must be hard to watch a guy going out there and, you know, performing averagely. I think he's in for a huge bounce back season. And David, I know, you know, we want to see him impress during training camp, but most important over anything is honestly just him getting through training camp. So I don't care if I see Joey Bosa getting a would-be sack. I don't care about people saying, hey, Joey Bosa is just lighting things up in practice. I don't need to see any of that. The only thing I need to see is Joey Bosa making it through training camp healthy, because I know if he's healthy, he's going to produce. There's no doubt in my mind that if he's out there, he's going to be one of the best players on the defense. So in my mind, that's all I really care about seeing.
Yeah, healthy, out there, healthy, ready to go, with all his faculties in order. Hopefully the foot, after a year of having to deal with it, he's got a preventative medical plan to try to keep that under control while he attacks the rigors of a full NFL season and hopefully into the playoffs. But yeah, I mean, obviously, if you got a healthy Joey Bosa there on one side with Melvin Ingram on the other, or both of them on the same side, you already know that those guys are going to wreak havoc. Joey Bosa, when healthy, is clearly one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. And all we want is to have him ready and firing on all cylinders when week one comes. And hopefully, he sustains that health throughout the entire season.
And John, we also mentioned before that it was nice that he didn't have to get surgery in that foot. We heard him comment on that last year, saying, you know, once you put some screws in your foot or once you make alterations to your foot, it's never really the same. Yes, it can get better, but he took a more preventative measure and just decided to rest it and rehab it and not get surgery on it. And now he says that he feels 100%. So last year we did hear, you know, he might feel some soreness in it from time to time, but they don't think it's a big deal. But it is nice that he didn't have to have surgery. Hopefully that lets that foot fully heal, and so he can keep being the same player that he was before, because once you start getting those surgeries and stuff, they can really add up and take away from a player's overall ability.
Yeah, they can. And if he has a little bit of soreness, you can prevent that. They have compression sleeves or even just compression wrap, things that you can do to decrease that pain so you can play with it. And if that's all he has is a little bit of pain here and there, easy prevention. Just wrap it up, get some compression on it, and he's good to go. If he had gotten surgery, then one, there's the pins and the screws that he talked about. That alone is going to make you never be the same player again. You could be fully healthy, but you'll probably be 93% of what you were, 89% of what you were, which will never be 100% of what you were ever again. But if you let it heal, you can be that. But there's also things like more injuries coming from that, because now it's not the same footwork that you had before. The bones aren't as strong as they were before. There's a lot of things that can go wrong with that and create more injuries. So the fact he let it heal all the way through means that he can actually prevent injuries from now on and just has to deal with some soreness.
Yeah, and I think Joey Bosa just has to be so frustrated because of these last few seasons and even his rookie year where he came out and he tweaked a hamstring at the very beginning after his, you know, holdout, his contract dispute. So I think he's very eager to get that, you know, injury plagued or injury prone player off of his resume. You know, he wants to turn it around. We saw Melvin Ingram, guys, in his first few seasons, obviously a little bit different, miss a ton of games, and he has come back and been fine for the Chargers. So I think Joey Bosa is in for a great year. And if I do not hear Joey Bosa's name in any reports through the rest of training camp and preseason, I will be absolutely fine with that, because that means even if he hasn't been splashing in practice, that means he's still on the field healthy and good to go, which we all know is the most important part of the equation. But there's another big spot that's up for grabs that somebody's gonna go and have to take. And a lot of people want that to be rookie Nazir Adderley at the free safety position. So let's get into the next segment, hearing Gus Bradley and Rayshon Jenkins talking about that competition. But first, I need to tell you guys that this episode is brought to you by Five Star Painting, a neighborly company. Five Star Painting is looking for new owners to join their growing group. Could this be the perfect opportunity for you? Are you driven? Do you have the heartbeat of an entrepreneur? If you are interested in running your own business, just text 5 star to 87000 right now to learn more. Choosing to start your own business with Five Star Painting means setting yourself up for success by surrounding yourself with the best in the business and the best at the business. With Five Star Painting, you'll be your own boss. You'll pick your own territory. You'll set your own hours. What's better than that? You get a better quality of life running a business that you can be proud of. As a Five Star Painting owner, you'll also be part of the greater Neighborly community of home service brands. Neighborly has empowered over 7,300 entrepreneurs to achieve their dreams and goals through local business ownership. No one knows the home service industry better than Neighborly. Every year, 1 million customers are proudly served by one of Neighborly's 22 award-winning brands, some of which include Mosquito Joe, Molly Maid, Glass Doctor, and Mr. Rooter, all brands that you've probably heard of. If you get to be your own boss, guys, there's not much cooler than that. And to do that, all you have to do is text 5-STAR to 87000 to learn more about how 5-STAR Painting franchise can help you get where you want to go faster than going it alone. Again, text 5-STAR to 87000 to learn more about the Neighborly brands that may be available in your area. And we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. All right, guys, well, let's start by saying how excited we all were when we saw Nazir Adderley drop to the Chargers and late in the second round of the draft. A lot of people had them maybe taking him in the first round. Then his pro day happens. He has a little injury, and he ends up dropping to them in the second round, which really was a blessing for those of you who wanted to see him on the team. But he is still a rookie. He comes into this camp right now with the third string players on the team, which isn't anything to be alarmed by. He's going to have to earn it. Right now, the starter is Rayshon Jenkins, and Nazir Adderley has made some plays so far at training camp and has also had some plays that he needs to work on, and nobody has seen that more than Coach Gus Bradley. So let's hear what Gus Bradley on Chargers Twitter had to say about what he's seen from Nazir Adderley so far and what that competition is like right now at free safety.
He's been doing a good job. You see him back here today in practice. He made a couple good plays, and then, you know, one that he's got to learn from. You know, it's like back and forth, but more good than bad. So I think it's a whole new system compared to what he had in college, whole new position. So there's some growing pains right there, but the progress he's making at this point, we're pretty pleased. He made a great play yesterday. Great play. That showed that ball hawking. You know, one of the things we ask from that free safety position is ability to have a lot of range, cover a lot of ground, but also to make that tackle. That's, I think, we also need to see his angles and approach. He had a couple today that he can work on, but I think when we get into the scrimmage situation too, we get more, you know, against the Rams, you get a chance to check that out, but definitely has the space to cover from red line to red line.
In general, how is that free safety competition shaping up? It seems like
Rayshon, you know, has been here for a couple of years, so he understands the position, and you know, he's coming and playing with a lot of confidence now. I think it helped him at the end of the year where he played a couple games at that position, so that's kind of carried over. So, you know, it'll be a competition throughout.
So, guys, you hear him talking about how Rayshon Jenkins is the starter. I mean, it doesn't really seem like he was saying by any means, "Oh, hey, this is the guy that's going to be the starter when the regular season starts." But he did say right now that Rayshon Jenkins going in, having been here for a few years, knows the defense. And we know how much Gus Bradley loves that, David. He always wants people to really know that defense. And they're always going to make guys who haven't played in that defense really work for it. But what did you think about him saying, you know, we've seen some good and some bad from Nazir Adderley, but mostly good, and having Rayshon Jenkins right now be the starter at free safety?
I mean, I think that's the modus operandi of Gus Bradley and kind of how he, you know, likes to install his defense. I mean, he's going to go with the guys that have been in his system for a while, and unless those guys just absolutely beat out the veterans that are already in place, like, you know, Derwin James did last year. So, yeah, I think with the comments that he's seen some good and bad, I think that's to be expected. I mean, you're not expecting everyone to come in and take the world by storm and just dominate from day one. That just doesn't happen. I mean, so to hear that he's, you know, making some good plays, he has great athleticism, he has good ball skills, but he's also, you know, maybe not taking some good angles, which is what I've heard, and also, you know, just making some mistakes out there, that is completely normal. You expect that. I still think that at some point he is going to overtake Rayshon Jenkins to be the free safety. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, he's got a lot to learn. He's got to get into that playbook, master that playbook, and go out there and play fast. But until then, it's good to see that he's got a little bit of a learning curve. I mean, like I said, you're not expecting anybody to come in guns blazing, ready to go 100%. Talent's going to win out. So I think we're going to see Nas on the field starting at free safety before long.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think taking those kind of angles, like you hear Gus Bradley talk about right there, is one of the harder things to do once you get to the NFL level. I mean, he's going from being at Delaware, an FCS program, and playing against those type of athletes to now going up against the best football players in the world, or at least the highest level of football that there is. So I think it's nice to let him kind of start in the third string, let him go against some of those other kind of scrubby guys and work his way into it. And like we've seen with other players, just being on the field is going to be so important for him, because we know how much you can get set back by not being healthy. And that will really lead you to not being able to win a starting position, because the Chargers have shown before. I mean, look at Dylan Cantrell, who ended up just getting cut. I mean, wasn't able to stay healthy, and now he's off the team. You look at Forrest Lamp, who came back pretty healthy last year, but was still working through some things, got a late start in training camp, and never got a starting job or really even a chance to play during the regular season because of that time he missed and how he had to work his way back into it. So I think that makes a lot of sense. But let's listen to Rayshon Jenkins talking about, you know, coming out of college as a strong safety and really putting on weight to play that position, but now trimming down, getting to about 200 pounds and really putting everything into the free safety position. So let's listen on Chargers Twitter to Rayshon Jenkins talking about him finding the right spot for him.
Right, and yeah, exactly. And that was the mindset. You know, I was trying to come in heavy because the strong position, that's what was in my ear. So I felt like I needed to put on some weight. In college, I played at about 220, but I was more of like a free safety still. Still covering guys, but when I came in here, it was more of a traditional strong safety position. So I feel like that was my mindset coming in. Not really a light bulb moment, just the past two seasons, just sitting and trying to fill out a position that I will be more comfortable at in the league, and more that will help set me up for better success in the league. I feel like the free safety position is the position for me because of my body type. And I feel like I can still play strong. I can still play dime. But I feel like the position more suitable for me would be free.
Yeah, I think what he says there makes a lot of sense. A lot of players have bad diets coming out of college and kind of have to clean those things up. And now he's playing at a weight that has helped with, you know, recovering from injuries and helping him not stay banged up just because he's running around with a lot less weight. And, John, so even though Rayshon Jenkins, you know, is saying the best spot for him is free safety because of his physical attributes, he still wasn't super great in coverage last season. I think we have a lot of room to improve there. And he said he still can't play those other positions, which I'm sure the Chargers intend to use him kind of all over the field. I think they would still be happy to use him maybe as a dime linebacker if Adrian Phillips isn't there or whatever the case may be. But do you agree with him that free safety is the best spot?
It probably is in his position. I feel like he's more of the read and react, that type of guy, just sit back and find the ball. Whereas if you're strong safety, you have way more responsibilities and you have to actually be the guy that hits a lot of on a lot of running plays and stuff like that. So I think his position should be free safety. He even says he'd feel more comfortable there and he lost weight so that he could be fast enough to play it. So if mentally you're more comfortable with that position, then I think you have to go for it. There's guys that get thrown into positions they're not ready for. I mean, we saw Jalil Adai. That's the best case scenario right there of what happens with guys being in their bad position. He had some pretty good years, but he was not great, and he ended up losing his spot on the roster and goes to another team. Rayshon Jenkins is coming out saying, I feel more comfortable here, and now he has a chance to prove that, and now talk is cheap. Can you show me during preseason or even during the regular season that's position for you and you could be an asset to this team?
Well, especially when you know the Chargers drafted Nazir Adderley not to be a backup safety. You don't use that kind of draft capital on someone that you don't envision being the starter at some point. So, you know, maybe it takes a little longer than some people thought, But Rayshon Jenkins, I think we're just going to have to see a lot of what we haven't seen. You know, maybe him trimming up and being in the best shape of his life, as every player seems to say every season, is going to, you know, give him more range, give him better ball skills. I mean, that's all things that you just have to be good at. His coverage ability has been lacking so far, but in very limited opportunities. So he's going to have a chance. I'm happy to see him, you know, get the chance to really showcase his skills at free safety. I'm not totally convinced that that's the spot that's the best for him. But we're going to have to wait and see, and he's going to get an opportunity to prove it. Hey, the coaching staff wants him at free safety. He has to absolutely throw himself at the position and give it 110% because that's where they want him at. He has to prove now that he can play there.
Wade, I have a question for you because you did bring up him being that nickel linebacker type of player. After this season, if Adrian Phillips was to leave and go somewhere else because he doesn't get the money he wants, would you think Rayshon would be better at that position enough to be the starter next year?
I think that he could be for sure. I mean, I think that he's better when he's up near the line of scrimmage, and he is a very physical player in the running game too. He's one of the better tackling guys last year down the stretch. So I'd be happy to see him in a role like that. I think he has enough coverage to kind of mask in that sort of package where he's not going to be matched up with, you know, real deep threats and players like that. He can kind of just get the last guy on the line. I think that he could excel in that position. So I think that could be a role for him in the future. But we do have another segment to get into talking about Hunter Henry and some other things that we've seen from training camp. But we do want to send a shout out to Bombas, which are the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. For every Bombas purchase, they donate a pair for someone in need. So now you're doing something good and getting the best socks ever. And you can find out more about what feet daydream about at bombas.com/locked today to get 20% off at bombas.com/locked. All right, guys, time to get into the final segment of the day, talking about Hunter Henry and having him back on the field, maybe the guy we are most excited to get back this season, and also just some other things that we've seen from training camp. So Hunter Henry was cleared to play at the end of last year in the game against the Patriots, didn't have a reception in that game and didn't get very many snaps, but he did rehab enough to get himself healthy enough to be on the field. Now he shows up this season feeling fully healthy and having that already rehabbed and getting to come back and have a full training camp again. And Phillip Rivers has already found him several times during training camp, which is about the least surprising thing possible because we all know Hunter Henry's talents are and how important he is to this offense. Because I'll say this like I've always said it, guys. When Hunter Henry in 16 and 17 was producing and putting up, I mean, lesser numbers than we even thought that he should because he is such a big part of the offense. The games the Chargers were losing, guys, you think back to those, you know, Jaguars devastation and just totally blowing it. It was always in those games, why are we not getting Hunter Henry more involved? And this offense is much better when he's in the picture. So, David, when you see these reports coming out of camp, it is nice to see Phillip Rivers and Hunter Henry continuing that great chemistry that they have. And I think, honestly, he should just snap back into place as one of Phillip Rivers' favorite options.
Yeah, well, this also is cultivated over the offseason as Phillip Rivers and his family and Hunter Henry also vacationed in Florida, and they actually got together and practiced together and, you know, tried to, you know, just keep hitting on that chemistry, keep, cultivating their relationship. And I think we're going to see the benefits of that. And of course, a healthy Hunter Henry this season. I mean, it's great to have him. He's such a weapon in the middle of the field. He's so consistent with his hands, a willing blocker to help in the run game too. So Hunter Henry is the total package. We all, you know, we've been raving about Hunter since we drafted him a couple of years ago. So it's going to be really exciting to see him get a full offseason healthy, knock on wood, of course, and get into the regular season and really get all the attention that a number one tight end should get. And I can't wait to see what numbers he's going to be able to put up this year. It's going to be exciting.
Well, and let's not pretend that right now, you know, barring an Antonio Gates comeback, which I know John thinks is absolutely going to happen, Hunter Henry is going to be the focal point at tight end. That's going to be pretty much all of their tight end production. You can't expect from much out of Virgil Green. Even if Antonio Gates comes back. He's still another year older, and I think you saw the ceiling of what he can do last year, somewhere around the 30 catch mark, which is good for a backup tight end. But, John, I might be crazy. I think this might be Hunter Henry's best season. You know, you lose Tyrell Williams, but the last time that Hunter Henry played, Mike Williams wasn't really an option there. I think the Chargers right now could be in line to use Hunter Henry the best that they ever have. I think he's always been kind of underutilized. So I think if they find a way for Hunter Henry to really be a main point in this offense, there's no reason why he shouldn't have maybe the best season of his career, even coming off of that injury.
He definitely should have the best season of his career. He's going to be probably the third guy in line when it comes to receptions, if not the second guy. Keenan is definitely going to be the first one.
Right.
And then it's between, is Mike Williams or Hunter Henry going to be that second guy? It's got to be really close. And you're talking about maybe some third down conversions. You got to either go Mike Williams or Hunter Henry, and they can't cover both that well without leaving somebody else open. So you got to find a way to game plan those guys open. And Hunter Henry is going to be the best guy for that. There's also the deep route. Someone's bound to miss an assignment on Hunter Henry because he's a tight end. He's going to be catching those deep routes like he was when he was fully healthy. There's no way he gets anywhere less than his career best that he's had so far. He has to blow away those numbers. If he doesn't, I think we have to call this season maybe a disappointment.
Do you guys think that Hunter Henry could go over 1,000 this year, 1,000 yards receiving?
No, I'm not going
to
say that.
I don't think so. I don't think he could. I think maybe more around the 700 to 800, maybe around 8 to 10 touchdowns would be more realistic.
Yeah, I don't see over 1,000 yards. I mean, Travis Kelce has done that, but there's not too many other guys that are doing that in the league right now. I think his ceiling, he could have that, but he's going to need to have a lot more receptions this year because he is pretty good after the catch. He's not very elusive, but he is pretty hard to bring down, and he's very fluid in receiving that ball and turning up the field to get as many yards as possible. I'm expecting big things from him, but let's talk about some other things that we've seen so far out of training camp. There's been, you know, a lot of little stories. Hey, this guy had 2 picks. This guy had an 80-yard touchdown and things of that nature, but it's hard to read into too many of those things in training camp. It is nice to see some guys impressing. So we'll have to wait and see what kind of production we're going to get from Hunter Henry this year. But so far, all signs are good. And as we're recording this, we actually just received news that Mike Williams hobbled off the field to end practice today. So we don't have any more information on that yet. But John, obviously not a good sign to see. We'll have to wait and hear what happens. But these are always the things that we're afraid of during training camp. And it's so hard to get excited about all of these guys when you know a few of them are going to go down. So obviously it's not as if he got carted off the field. That doesn't really matter. You just still don't know how severe that injury is. But one of the worst things the Chargers offense could see right now is Mike Williams hobbling off the field. And that's what just happened.
Yeah, it is a kind of a alarming thing to read, but it could be something minor. It could be he rolled his ankle by stepping the wrong way and it's just going to go away in 2 days, or it could be something like a knee is bothering him or muscles pulled. It could be anything in that range, but the fact that he didn't get carted off means it's probably not serious, and we just got to wait and see what they say. But it's definitely getting scary now. You got two guys that are battling for one position that are not good at either of those positions. You got one guy that is coming back from blood clots like late in the season, probably like week 3, week 4. And now you have a guy who's hobbling off the field. It's getting scary now. Training camp needs to hurry up and get over.
Exactly. And, you know, we talked about it before with Joey Bosa. Just if I don't hear anything, that's good news for me. And Jeff Miller is the one that reported this on Twitter. So I'm not going to say that just because he didn't get carted off, it's not going to be serious. I mean, we've seen guys limp off the field with torn ACLs, you know, so we've seen crazy things in the past. So it's too soon to really speculate on that. But hey, we weren't sure about the wide receiver 3 spot on this team, but we are very confident about the top 2 guys in Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. And if he was to somehow have something, you know, legitimately wrong, even if he is going to miss an extended amount of time in training camp and the preseason, that could be bad for Mike Williams, who obviously had to really battle through his rookie season with injury. Tom Telesco just said that he is basically going into his second year. His sophomore season was the way that he put it, because of all the time that he missed his first year and how we never really got to see the type of player he was that first season. I mean, we're expecting really big things from Mike Williams this season. So definitely something to monitor going forward. Not good news for the Chargers coming out of training camp right now with Mike Williams. But like I said, we'll have to wait and see what happens. But hey, we will have another show for you guys very soon in a couple of days, continuing to talk more about training camp. But that is going to wrap things up for today's show. Until next time, guys, follow us on Twitter at LockedOnLAC to get all of the Chargers updates, and like the Facebook page, Locked On Chargers, as well as subscribing to us wherever you get your podcast from, Spotify, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, or wherever, so you can get the show before everyone else. To give us your thoughts on training camp so far, guys, make sure to call into the Locked On Chargers voicemail line at 323-524-7924, because every voicemail gets played on the show. But lots more we're going to hear out of training camp this week, guys. We'll be back with you very soon to talk about it. But until then, take it easy and go Bolts.